李华打电话问 Larry 想不想到动物园去看看新的熊猫展览。今天李华会学到两个常用语 To putz around 和 worry what。
Hey Larry, 你在做什么啊？忙不忙啊？
Not really. I was just putzing around the apartment, cleaning up a little and putting some things away. Why? What do you have in mind?
Oh, 你在家打扫，整理东西。你还在家干什么啦？什么是 putzing around? 那是什么意思啊？
To putz around is to behave idly, without anything very urgent or important to do. I don't have anything special to do, so I'm just putzing around doing minor things.
To putz around 就是没有什么迫切或重要的事做，只是在家东晃晃西摸摸。嘿，既然你没什么重要事做，要不要一块去动物园？我想去看看新来的熊猫。
Sure, we can putz around the zoo and look at the animals. The weather is beautiful today, so it'll be nice to go outside.
就是啊，今天天气这么好，待在家里太可惜了，还不如到动物园去逛逛，看看动物啊。
Yeah, it's much better to putz around outside in the sunshine. It's so great to have time to relax.
没错，前一阵子啊，我忙得连睡觉的时间都没有，更别说四处闲晃了。说实话，我还真喜欢闲逛呢。I like to putz around.
When do you want to leave?
你半个小时内能出门吗？我听说啊，熊猫在下午的时候比较活跃，这时候去啊，最有意思了。
Sure.I'll meet you at the university gate in half an hour.
没问题，一会儿见。Larry, 快一点，我怕我们会错过这班公车，太晚了，我们就看不到熊猫了。
Calm down, Li Hua. Don't be such a worrywart. We have plenty of time to catch the bus, and the pandas aren't going anywhere.
Hey, 你又说我什么了？什么是 worrywart?
A worrywart, very simply, is a person who worries too much.
A worrywart, 就是指一个人不是担心这个就是担心那个，而这些都是一些微不足道的事情。那不就是我们中文里说的杞人忧天吗？ Larry, 我真的是这样的人吗？
Sometimes you can be a worrywart. For instance, you worry a lot about your grades.
可是担心成绩不好，这很正常啊。很多人都会担心他们的成绩，学习成绩可不是什么微不足道的事呢。
Most people worry about their grades, but you worry more than most people.
我比别人担心更多？我才不信呢。你自己不也老是担心工作，老是担心你的老板和同事对你印象不好啊？
I don't worry too much about work. I have a healthy concern for what my boss and my coworkers think. But I don't think I'm a worrywart.
哦，我担心就是过分，你担心就是正常的。你自己想想，你应该八点上班，可上星期啊，你每天早上五点就起床，就怕迟到，这不是过分吗？
Yeah, I guess that is a little extreme. I think I'll get more relaxed at work once I've gotten more settled in. I'm still new.
我知道，你是刚到那家公司去工作，所以特别紧张，等到你习惯以后就会放松一些咯。得了，我们还是好好享受今天这么棒的天气，去看熊猫咯。
今天李华学到了两个常用语，第一个是 to putz around， 这就是四处闲晃，无所事事的意思。另一个常用语是 worry what， 这是指一个人担心个没完，就像中文里所说的杞人忧天。